Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. So may I help you?
Your phone number came up on my phone. Who am I talking to?
This is Alisa from Family First, and the reason of my call is to introduce myself. I'm speaking with Waydolyn Bullock.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Alisa from Family First, the coordinator of the case, and the reason of my call is to confirm some information. Your phone number is 215-681-1383.
That's correct. And what is your position again?
Coordinator of your case for Family First.
And what is your name?
Alisa.
Alicia, I thought I had another lady had called and told me she was. How long you been with me?
Okay, I'm with you. I'm new, that's why I'm introducing myself. Because I'm the new coordinator of your case.
I understand that, but when did you get my case?
Last week.
Yeah, because I had another lady, Miranda or something. She was the coordinator. Now I got another coordinator. I mean, I didn't keep changing coordinators.
Okay, also I want to confirm your address is 7303 Sycamore Avenue, Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, 19027.
Yes.
And also, we would like to know if by any chance you have been in the ER in the past month or everything has been okay.
Everything has been fine, ma'am.
Okay, no problem.
I guess we should stop changing coordinators. Why do they keep changing the coordinators? That's what I want to know.
Okay, because in our agency, first you go through admission and you have one coordinator and one that your caregiver is able to clock in and clock out perfectly. Then you are assigned to another coordinator that is this case.
I didn't understand a word you said. With your accent, I cannot understand what you're saying. Now, you're going to have to repeat that and repeat it slowly because I did not understand what you were saying. I need someone, when they call, I need someone to speak where I can understand. Now, can you repeat
I
that,
was
please?
telling you that when we receive a case that goes through admissions, and when the caregiver learn to clock in and clock out perfectly, then they are transferred to a coordinator that in this case is me.
Okay, so what you mean clock in and clock out? My caretaker clocks in and clock out. What does that have to do with me?
With your caregiver, not specifically with you, but with your caregiver.
Say it again, I don't understand what you just said. What did you say?
That has to be with your caregiver, not with you directly.
Well, do you have some problem with him clocking in and out?
No, is that when your caregiver learns to do it, to clock in and clock out, then you are transferred to a new coordinator. That is the person that's going to be in charge of your case. In this case, is me.
So what happened to the other coordinator I had?
As I previously mentioned, I just received this case last week.
Wow. So what do you do? Call me every month?
I will call you every month. Or if you need something from me, you can call me back.
Okay, but everything is fine, ma'am. Everything is fine. I'm going to my appointments, my doctor's appointments, and everything is fine.
Okay. I just wanted to know that. Thank you so much for answering my call. Have a great day.
Okay, bye bye.